tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very lovely, the very talented, the very ambitious Christy Lundby. How are you today, Christy?
Thank you. I'm doing good. You always make me blush when I come here.
Well, you have to be one of, if not the most busiest realtors in the area.
I like to stay busy. I do not to be bored.
Nope. You're not one of those people that I think the only way you could watch a movie is to go to the movie house to see it, not to sit at home and do it, because you'd be doing stuff.
That's kind of true. I do love going to movies because it does take my mind off things, where otherwise it's hard.
Otherwise, yeah, you're going to find something to do, or a house to sell, or a house to buy.
There's always that. I do enjoy it. I like a challenge, so.
There you go. There you go. Well, Christy, how are sales in the office? Your office this week?
They're going good. We sold our team sold two last week, so they're still moving. Not super super fast, but they are still moving. People still need houses.
They do, and they always will, won't they?
Yes, they will. There's always somebody who needs a house.
All the time.
Yeah.
How about some specific listings that you may have?
We have a nice listing that we just listed in Oakdale, actually, and it is a four-bedroom home with a brand-new kitchen a couple years ago, gorgeous, really nicely done with this huge island with a built-in wine refrigerator and everything, three-car garage, backed up to a little wooded lot, and it was listed for $399,900, and that just went live today.
Okay, so that seems to be the normal price now, is about $400,000. Is that
the hot spot? Isn't that scary? I mean, our average price was $300,000 just a few years ago, and then it was like $320,000, and now it's like $340,000. So that's like the average price in Hastings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you got to get on the train. Once the train is in motion and you're on it,
I know,
you keep up with it, you know.
We had a really nice listing last week, and sorry everybody missed it. It did go really fast. They're still moving fast. You know, some of them, not everyone's moving as fast, but we had a nice Rambler on Westview for $289,900 and got a couple offers on that this weekend, so last weekend.
$289,900?
Yes.
Wow.
Nice, nice home. Mm-hmm. One car, like a one-owner home. It was just really well-maintained. I say Mrs. Clean lived there. Yes.
Mrs. Clean, that's a good analogy. I like that. That's good.
Very clean.
That's nice good. So I would imagine they probably lived in it most of their life then, is that?
Yeah, actually, what's funny is I grew up on Westview, two houses down from this house, so she used to give me perms back in the 80s.
Okay, really?
Truth be told, yes. It's funny. They're friends of my parents, and so it's kind of cool to go back there and see the house that I was in as a child, and the downstairs pool table still there that I remember playing on, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Really?
So just a really nice one. But and those nice ones come up, but they are gone fast. I mean, not every house is moving super fast, but the well-maintained ones or ones that are really HGTV, those ones tend to go, pretty well if they're priced right. I mean, that's the big key, is we're kind of back to the old time and market.
Well, that's not so bad, though, is it?
No. I think it's fine. It was getting a little out of hand, so it's kind of back to price it right, and they'll sell in the right amount of time, and not everyone is getting the 10 offers anymore. That's just not happening anymore. So, but we'll talk more about that.
Yes. Yes, we will. How can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can call our office at 651-437-2121.
Okay. Any specific listings that you want to talk about?
Just that one in Oakdale right now. That one in Westview just sold. I got a couple others coming this month, but not quite yet.
It's a secret.
Stay tuned. I can't give addresses yet.
Stay tuned, as they say in this business,
yes,
right? Well, let's shift into our topic of the week. Will waiting pay off?
I think that's what's on some people's minds right now, because you know, interest rates are going up. And
it's, well, and yeah. We kind of talked off the air, too, that I know the national news yes. today was that housing sales are down 24% over this time last year. And you had a very good explanation for that.
Yeah, we actually, ever since COVID, our Edina Realty, president of Edina Realty, does a company-wide meeting that we watch online every once a month. And so she had all the stats and things, and, you know, 24% is nationwide. And the majority of the states where they went up so crazy were the coastal states.
Like California.
California, New York, Florida, you know, all those are the ones mm-hmm. where they're having the huge impact because they went up twice as much as we did in price during this last increase. Mm-hmm. And now they're the ones going down so much. So we're probably half what the national average is in Minnesota. I would say, you know, sales are down. I think that, you know, if you think about it, you know, a first-time home buyer that was going to look at a $300,000 house and your payment was $1,500, now the rates made it $1,900. So what happens to that buyer? They downgrade to a townhome, or they suck it up and buy and get into it, mm-hmm. Or they go away. So, yeah.
Would it be a fair statement to say that it's like a correction going on now?
I totally think it is. I mean, the market the last year and a half has been insane. And, you know, you ask any realtor, last year was like our greatest year and probably mm-hmm. never happened again. And that's okay because it was insane. And I'm glad to not have to be that crazy. But I still like to be busy, but not that busy. I was mm-hmm. a little bit insane. You know, when you were getting a listing on and you pretty much would tell the sellers to just get out of the house and go get a hotel for a weekend because there's going to be 60 showings over 2 days, you know, if
wow.
they have kids. I literally had sellers, I told that to them,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd have 10, 12 offers sometimes. It was insane. And they were bidding up 20, 30, 40, 50,000. You know, it was like, that's just not sustainable, and I'm glad that that has ended. I mean, I feel bad for the sellers, but the sellers are still in a very good position because the prices went up, and they haven't gone back down to what they were. You know, they might go down a titch, because, you know, it's harder for buyers to qualify and there's less buyers, and you're not going to see the multiples, but they're already up.
Mm-hmm.
So the average price has gone up still. So it's interesting, and I'm happy to see more first-time homebuyers are actually able to get a house.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Let's take the example that you just gave us, Christy, where a homebuyer thought, okay, I'm going to buy this house. My house payments are $1,500. And then all of a sudden you get to the closing, closer to the closing, and now because of the rise in interest rates, or maybe you didn't lock in, it doesn't make
yeah,
any difference.
Yeah, when they lock in.
You know, yeah. But even if you didn't or something, and now they're up $400 a month, doesn't that push a lot of people out of the market? They either downsize, like you said,
yep.
or you have to rent, and that there comes the question, will that waiting really pay off?
Yeah, it definitely, there's less buyers
okay.
because some of them have decided to. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's still an inventory shortage. So if you think about it, during the time that we had the crash, they weren't building homes.
Right.
So for, I don't know, 5 years practically, 4 or 5 years, the prices were down so low that nobody was building.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an inventory shortage of homes. But the hard part now is because lumber prices went up, they're building all high-end houses. They're not building the $200,000-$300,000 yeah. houses for first-time homebuyers. So we still need first-time homebuyer houses. And the buyers who are just going, well, I'll just wait till they come down next year. They're not going to come down next year. I mean, they might come back down to the fives, you know, but they're not going to go back down to two threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, they jumped up a little bit. I do think they'll settle down a little bit and get back into the fives, maybe low sixes.
Wow.
But, I mean, if you look at interest rates over how many years, that is actually a nice average interest mm-hmm. rate. We were just spoiled to heck with the low ones.
That was unbelievable.
It was.
I mean, for us folks that bought in the 80s and stuff and paid the 12 to 16%,
yep.
this was like, what? Well, 2-3%?
Exactly. And what if they get back down to the fours in a few years? Mm-hmm. You know, it's very possible. So I do think because of the lack of homes, I don't feel like there's going to be a big crash. That's one of the reasons is we have a lack of inventory. So when you have a supply shortage, you're not going to have prices go way low.
Right.
So plus everybody has equity.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has equity in their house. So if somebody loses a job, they can sell it and move on and get into something smaller or whatever they need to do, go into an apartment for a little bit. You know, so they have equity. They're not going to go into foreclosure. We're not going to see this big surge of those. I would be shocked. If somebody goes into foreclosure at this point, something went wrong.
Do you think that, and this is a little off topic, and I don't know if you can even answer it, but do you think the next foreclosure crisis, if that's what we want to call it, is going to be an office space?
Ooh,
because there's
such
a glut of that. And I've heard people saying, well, they can just turn them into homes or apartments or
that would be a smart thing to do with them.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm not in the, you know, industry of more single family home type of sales. But in the commercial industry, I'm sure that there is a glut of places because people are working from home now.
And they're not going back.
Yeah. And that's why there's been a surge of country listing or country interest.
Okay.
Because people can work from home. So they're going further out from the cities. They're going, you know, so places like Hastings have been very attractive to people that can commute and don't have to commute or go in once a week or whatever.
But, I mean, would that help some of that first-time buyers if they did, say, made condominiums out of them or rent?
That'd be really smart, but I think it'd be really costly, so I don't know who could do it.
Okay.
You know, because I'm sure it would be tough, but I think that would be a great idea.
Because otherwise, isn't it going to take decades for it to catch up from those years of not building the new homes?
Yeah, it's just, it's hard because I just, I wish Hastings would even build some luxury condos. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my sister-in-law lives in Virginia and we went to visit her and she's got this gorgeous 1,200, 1,300 square foot. She's got the penthouse one with the little loft upstairs even.
Really?
You know, and they have a pool and a little development, but with an elevator and stuff, and there's like 12 stories, you know. We don't have anything like that. I mean, and she bought that for 300 and some thousand, you know, a couple of years ago. And I'm like, boy, there'd be a huge interest for something like that because all we have is the one level townhomes. And there's not enough of them for the baby boomers. So, you know, they're either the really high luxury ones or there's, you know, the ones that are pretty high demand. Those are still going really fast because just supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people would love something like that. And even young executives or people that are busy in their life don't want to deal with yard work would probably like something like that. If they had a clubhouse and, you know, maybe we won't see that in Hastings, but I think that's the way to go because it's too expensive to build individual ones really cheap. So something like that would be nice. Who do I need to talk to? Tell me.
There you go.
I need to tell them what they need to do.
Well, first of all, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you? You're listening to Talk Real Estate, Our Realtor, Christy Lundby Hill from Edina Realty of Hastings. And how can folks get a hold of you or anybody on your team?
My cell is 651-216-4676. Otherwise, you can stop by our office at Edina Realty. We're between Fleet Farm and the library. And
the new Fleet Farm.
Used to say Target, so now it's Fleet Farm. And our main number at the office is 651-437-2121. I want to put a plug in for this Saturday morning at our office from 9 to noon. We have a shredded event at the Edina Realty in Hastings.
Okay.
Yes, so please bring your stuff in, and we have some free caramel apples.
Ooh, fresh apples, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, our first one was last year. This is our second annual one. So.
Okay, this Saturday, folks. So what does a town like Hastings do where we don't have a lot of starter homes? Is part of the answer maybe we build smaller homes instead of 1,500 square foot homes where you're down to 1,000 square feet to bring that price down?
That would be nice if builders would do that, but they want to make big money and they make more money on the more things that they put into them. So I don't know how we get some builders to build some more economical type things, you know. I think that would be a real benefit, though, to a lot of cities, because I don't see that kind of stuff that I saw in Virginia anywhere in the cities here. I mean, I see a few townhomes, but I, you know, I'm not seeing like these complexes like that.
High rises with nice.
Nice quality, bigger, you know, and affordable price ranges. I mean, affordable being 200 to 400, I guess, would even be affordable, you know. But who do we get to build that, Dan?
I don't know. If we could figure that out, we would we could retire in a few years, huh?
And I think, you know, they're building all these apartments, and that's
these senior stuff. Yes, I noticed.
In Hastings. We got some senior things going, and then apartment buildings, and the apartment buildings are great, you know, for some people. But I think more people would like to own if they could afford it. So, but I suppose the people building apartments make more money long term when they're getting a continual flow coming in instead of selling it once and you're done. You know, so that's maybe where the builders aren't wanting to do what would be really good for the economy.
Is it such a thing that we don't have a lot of builders in Hastings and not a lot of builders want to come to Hastings?
Yeah, I've heard some of that.
I mean, I've heard that. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but
I think some incentives to get builders in town to do some things that are not all high-end stuff would be really smart.
Do some cities do that? I mean, look at Cottage Grove. They've got hundreds of middle you know, middle class new homes starting, and we think it's a lot when we get 50 or 60, but
I know. You know, it is hard. It would be nice if we could get more, but I think there's just not a lot of land that's on the outskirts that's being wanting to be sold, to be built on, and so we're kind of at some limits, but we need to figure a way out of it.
We are landlocked on two sides, aren't we?
Yeah, I will brainstorm with anybody who wants to, though. I love the idea of getting something in there.
There you go. Well, Christy, one final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
My number is 651-216-4676, and our office is 651-437-2121. You can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
All righty. It's been fun, Christy, and it's been very informative.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, if you want to get a hold of Christy, you can call her cell phone 651-216-4676, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.